Chris, what's it been like? How is the first year for you gone at Boise State coming from Fordham?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. Like, just coming here, the way the team has taken me on, the coaches have taken me on, like, it's been just, so far, it's been a hell of a ride. Like, I'm very happy with the decision that I made of the schools that I had to pick from, and, like, I'm really happy I'm at Boise State.
So much was made during the football season of Montel Cozart, the quarterback who transferred from Kansas and had a phenomenal year on and off the field, and it really made it look like the transfer process worked. How has it worked for you, and what's been the most difficult part of the transfer process?
I mean, I think it has worked very well for me. I think I fit in with the team pretty well, and I mean, that was also probably the most difficult part, just adjusting to the way we play and the things. Like, the way we run things over here is a little bit more different than it is at Fordham, so I had to get used to that. Like, I think the individual part is a lot bigger here, so I had to adjust to that a little bit and, like, just find, like, it's a different lifestyle out here, too. Like, Fordham was a very close campus. Here's a big campus. So adjusting to the environment maybe was a factor, too. But I think overall, that transfer process was a pretty smooth process for me.
Now, Montel referenced the fact that he wanted to play for a champion, wanted to play in a bowl game. For you, Fordham hasn't always had the best teams. What's the experience like now playing for a team that's contending for a championship?
Oh, it's been amazing. Like, winning is a lot of fun, and just going on the road, being at home, and beating teams and getting W's, it's hella fun. Like, it's a lot of fun to win, and it keeps you motivated. It keeps you... Like, usually, like, they're up and down through the seasons. And, like, I think when you win a lot, those downs become a lot shorter. And that's always a good experience.
What is the psyche of the team right now? You just got it back from probably the toughest road trip of the entire season with mixed results, a nice bounce-back win at Fresno, and then the huge game tomorrow night at San Diego State. You've had a couple of days to relax and get back into town and get back into your groove. But what is the psyche of the team right now?
I think we're pretty excited. Like, I think the way the road trip went, we are not satisfied with the way we played at Wyoming. We bounced back, as you said correctly, against Fresno, and then having this big game coming up against Saturday. From what I've heard, San Diego State is kind of a rival for us anyways, and the crowd's going to be big, so that's going to be a big factor, having them behind us. And then we want to take a warm game at a time, so we're ready for San Diego State. We're getting ready today as well.
You're listening.
We're excited to play them.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk. Bob Beeler, Mike Prater today, joined by Chris Sengfelder, grad transfer for the Boise State basketball team, 6'9 out of Germany, averaging 11.6 rebounds this year. Chris, you had a big play in the win against Fresno State. Late in the game, about a minute and a half to go, Chandler Hutchison at the free throw line uncharacteristically misses two free throws, but you're ready to go and you get the ball and get it put in. Tell us what you saw and why you were able to make such a good play.
We have like our routine that we do when we shoot free throws as a guy that put like the two guys that are trying to get the rebounds. So I'm just trying to do that every time and try to be as aggressive. So in case that whoever's at the line does miss, which hopefully doesn't really happen that often, we're just there to clean it up. So I just try to do it every single time. And then, I mean, unfortunately he missed it, but then fortunately I was there to put it back in. So it's just part of the deal that we have to go through and part of our job. And so I was just trying to do my job as good as possible.
Chris, you're one of those rare players who can go inside and bang around some muscle and pull off the kind of plays that Bob just talked about, but you also can go outside and shoot the ball. That's a big part of your game is the three-point shot and the outside shot. Hasn't always been falling for you lately, especially on that road trip. A big
yeah,
guy
correct.
Like you who plays so dominant inside, how important is that outside shot to you, and how do you fix that?
How do I fix it? That's a good question. I mean, I'm just trying to – I'll be in the gym. I'll get my shots up. I'll get my reps up. And then it's all about confidence in the end. That's what separates good from great players. And I think having that outside shot makes me more valuable because it stretches the floor. That helps guys like Chandler and Alex to drive more because the help side has to move out a little bit and be closer to me because I am able to shoot that. And then being able to play inside too just maybe – can't create some matchup problems. If you put a smaller guy on me, I try to put him down low. If you put a bigger guy on me, I'm trying to drag him out so other guys can drive or I can go by him too.
What have been your impressions, Chris, playing in the Mountain West? Some of these teams, like you mentioned, San Diego State, you haven't played them, haven't seen them before. So first turn around the league, you're seeing, you know, maybe teams that you never even saw on TV at Fordham. So what's been your impressions of what the strengths of the league are?
I think the league is a pretty competitive league. There's a potential that everybody can beat everybody, which is kind of the deal in those mid-major conferences, too. The A-10 was kind of similar. there are obviously some top teams like Nevada being one of them. I think we are up there too right now. We have proven ourselves this year so far. So I think it's a very competitive league. You have to play hard every night, and if you don't bring your stuff, and then it's going to be tough to win, especially on the road, because there are a lot of stadiums where the crowd is a big favorite too. Like, I think a lot of stadiums average, I think, like 7,000 students up or people in the crowd up, so that is a big factor. So if you don't bring it on the road especially, it's going to be tough for you.
You talk about the crowd, expecting 10,000 or so for the game against San Diego State. How does that help, and how does it feel playing when you have a crowd that's huge, maybe a crowd that's, you know, medium size, or sometimes when there's absolutely nobody in the gym?
It's just like, if you're talking about a home crowd, it's a huge advantage if there's a big crowd behind you. It lifts you up. Like, it's kind of, as I said, with the season and the game too, like, there are a lot of ups and downs, and if you have a big crowd behind you, that crowd is able to get you through those slumps and, like, downs a lot quicker than if you have no crowd behind you. And that is what makes it so tough to play on the road too, because the environment changes so much, but then now you have this crowd against you, and now it becomes a lot tougher to go through these down parts of the game. So having a big crowd is a lot. It's a big advantage. That's why we are pretty excited for a big crowd on Saturday.
A lot's been made this week about Coach Leon Rice walking across the Boise River. I'm not sure how that's going to be happening, but once they get that sellout, he promises to do that. It's not the first stunt he's had. He's eaten matches in the past. He's a little bit different, but he's also X's and O's and very businesslike. For you personally, what's it like to play for Leon Rice, especially when he flashes this goofier side?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's just, like, he's very, very, like, on earth and very humble and very close to us. Like, it just, like, he doesn't really stand above us. He's just right with us on the court and on the field and, like, just a normal person. Like, it's been a very pleasant experience to play for him.
Finally, as we finish up, Chris, what do you think are the keys to beating San Diego State? You've obviously looked at them at film. You're prepping for the game. Are there a couple things the team needs to do well to be able to get this one as a W?
I think the most important part is to stay true to who we are and how we play. Like, share the ball, shoot it in from outside, and then especially on the defensive end, take care of the defensive glass, crash offensively, and then we're going to have our, like, I would say some adjustments, like, specifically to San Diego State. So we got to take care of those two. But I think if we stay true to our identity and play how we are supposed to play, we have a good chance of beating San Diego State.
Chris, thanks so much for your time. Glad to have you here in Boise.
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me.